这时候我就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会提防巴兰的罪吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督圣名向大家来问安。
We are now looking at church number three, the church in Pergamos.
我们这时候是来看第三个教会，那也就是别加摩的教会。
Pergamos was a city with a very, very educated group of people.
别加摩是一个有着许多受过高深教育的这些人的一个城市。
They have a very large library.
他们有一个巨大的图书馆。
It was known as the city that worshipped the god of medicine.
那是被称为说是这样的一个敬拜医药的这个神的这样的一个地方。
It was a city that was known for the invention of the parchment, the paper that they used to write manuscripts.
那这是被认为说是那发明那蒲草这些稿卷的地方。
And so here the Lord Jesus Christ introduced himself as the one who had the sharp sword with two edges.
主耶稣就这样的介绍自己，他就是那个有两刃剑的那一位。
The Lord emphasized the very word of God.
主他强调的是他就是神话语的价值。
His word is powerful.
他的话语是大有能力的。
The word basically reveals the power of the man.
那话语基本上就是来揭示那个人他的全能。
Look at what the current president of America is doing with his words.
你放眼来看目前的美国总统他是怎么样的用他的言语他的言论来显示他的权能。
When he says, this country will be struck with a tariff of a certain percentage, that country will now be dealing with a tariff of that particular percentage.
那当他就是宣告说某一个国家将要面对说征税是这个某一个数目，那个国家就必须来处理这样的一个纳税。
All the goods that are sent to that country from that country will now have to pay that tariff.
那些。这个国家所就是出口的这货物去到美国的都要来那样的一个数目的税收。
Any one of the 300 plus million American could say the word tariff, and they don't mean anything.
那美国任何千百万的公民他们若也能够说那样同样的一句话，但是却这些都不能够带来任何的能力。
But that one man, by his word, with the power of election, he has spoken, and his word is carried out.
那这一个人当然是这个人，他接着他被选举来。站在那位置上，那他所说的话语就带着那样的一个权能。
How powerful is God?
神是有多大的权能呢？
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
他是创造宇宙万物的那一位。
So that will be the domain of the power of his word.
那就是他的权能所影响的区域了。
The domain of the President of America is in relation to countries who are doing business with America.
那美国总统他的权能只他的话语的权能只是在影响着那些跟美国来行商交易的这些国家。
God's domain is heaven and earth.
那神他所影他所掌管的区域其实包括的宇天地宇宙万物。
And he described his word as a double-edged sword here.
他在这里就描述他的话语为两刃的剑。
It's very difficult to make a double-edged sword.
要来制造这样两刃的剑是非常困难的。
It's very rare to have one in those days, and it is very expensive.
那在当时候要有这样的一把剑是非常稀有的，那因为要制造这样的一把剑是那价值是高昂的。
What is the meaning of the word of God being a double-edged sword?
那神的话语是两刃的剑，那这是什么意思呢？
On one hand, it can cut and it can condemn.
那一方面它能够来切割它能够来定罪。
That means,The word of God will be the basis that God will judge us.
意味着说，神的话语就是他用来审判我们的基础。
The other edge that is sharp is one of conviction and conversion.
那另外一个锋利的刃就是来指出人的罪，让人能够。来认罪。
It will also be the standard, the word of God that will bless us.
那它也将是就是那标准，那神的话语是能够来赐福于我们。
How do you want the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to fall upon you? One of condemnation or one of blessing?
那你愿意神的话语是怎么样的来应用在你的身上？是那定罪呢，还是那就是蒙福？
We know that in these seven churches of Revelation, the manner in which Jesus Christ introduced himself will reveal the main purpose and problem of that church.
那我们知道说，在这以弗所的七个教会，那神是主耶稣他怎么样的来介绍自己？那这就显出他。说他要怎么样的来对待他们，他的用意。
That's why you find in all these seven churches, the introduction of Jesus Christ is different for each of them.
那因此你看到说，对这七个教会，那主耶稣基督他介绍自己的时候，那他介绍的方式都不一样。
Because the problems in each of the seven churches are different.
因为在这七个教会所面对的问题都不一样。
Any church can have the problems that are found in these seven churches.
那任何一个教会都能够来，就是在他们当中找到这七个教会所面对的问题。
The problem in the church in Pergamos was warning against the sin of Balaam.
那对别加摩教会他们的问题，那这里。主是赐予这样的警告，警告他们关于巴兰的这教训的这个罪。
What was the sin of Balaam?
那巴兰的罪是什么呢？
Balaam was a prophet who had a reputation of able to prophesy things accurately.
那巴兰他是一个能够来就是准确的来预言一些事情的一个先知。
He lived in Mesopotamia.
他生长在米索波大米。
One day, the king of Moab by the name of Balak wanted him to come and curse Israel.
那一天，这摩押王名叫巴勒的，他就要。他就要巴兰来咒诅以色列民。
To travel from Moab to Mesopotamia will take at least one whole week.
要从摩押去到米索波大米，就需要一整个星期的时间。
It depends on your mode of transportation, of course.
当然是在于说你是以怎样的一个就是交通的方式。
But Balak did not mind because of Balaam's reputation as a very, very powerful prophet.
那巴勒他不介意，因为就是巴兰他有这样的一个名誉，是非常有权力的。一个先知
He offered Balaam money and power if he were to come from Mesopotamia to Moab and curse Israel.
那他就是来就为巴兰来提供金钱还有其他的这些权益益处。那如果巴兰愿意就是接受他的邀请来咒诅以色列民。
He came, he triedMany times to curse Israel, but every time he opened his mouth, God turned his curse into a blessing.
那他来了，他尝试多次，当他张开他的口的时候，那他想要咒诅，神却把他的咒诅就是化为祝福。
Balak scolded him for blessing Israel.
巴勒就责备他，因为他就是为以色列民来祝福。
Balaam answered and said, "Did not I tell you that I can only say what God put into my mouth?"
那巴兰就回应说，我岂不是告诉你，我只能够就是说神就是照神把的话语放在我口中的我只能够照着那样来讲。
So Balaam was a prophet who was carnal, but he wanted to present outwardly a reputation of holiness.
那因此巴兰他是一个属肉体的一个先知，但是他却要显示出他是圣洁的。
He realized he could not curse Israel.
他发觉他说他不可能来咒诅以色列民。
But he understood who God was and what Israel was like.
而他却明白说神是怎么样的一位，以色列民又是如何的一群。
So Balaam was outwardly a holy prophet.
因此巴兰在外在是一个圣洁的先知。
He knew about Jehovah.
他知道关于耶和华的事。
He understood the holiness of Jehovah.
他也明白耶和华他的圣洁。
And so he said to Balak, "You want Israel to be punished by God? Let me teach you how."
那意思他对巴勒说，你要让以色列民受神的惩罚吗？那你让我来教导你。
Get Israel to sin.
去使到以色列民来犯罪。
You don't have to ask me to curse and punish Israel. God will do it himself.
那你不需要来叫我来咒诅以色列民，让他们受责罚。那神是自己会来做这事。
So the basis to beware of the sin of Balaam was the word of God.
那因此要来提防巴兰的罪我们应当是基于神的话语。
And the sin of Balaam was teach people, the people of God, to sin.
那这巴兰他的罪是就是教导神的子民来犯罪。
The church in Pergamos was not a bad church.
那别加摩的教会并不是一个坏的教会。
It is a church like any other church.
它是就像其他的教会一样。
They did good, but they also had bad.
他们行得好，他们也有行错的地方。
And so in verse 13, the Bible tells us the good about the church in Pergamos.
那因此十三节，圣经就告诉我们说，别加摩教会他们所行的良善。
God said.I know thy works where thou dwellest.
那神说，我知道你的居所。
I know this church is in the city of Pergamos, where there are a lot of educated people and you worship the God of medicine.
那我知道这别加摩教会是有许多受过高深教育的人，那他们是敬拜这样的一个医药的假神。
They're all very smart and very clever, very educated.
他们都是非常就是聪明，非常受过高深教育，都是有智慧的人。
But this was also where Satan's seat is located.
那这也是撒旦的座位。
That is the worship of the God of medicine and the worship of education, like Singapore.
那也就是来敬拜那医药的假神，也敬拜那教育的这假神，那就是就像新加坡一样。
Isn't that what Singapore is like?
那新加坡岂不就是像这样吗？
Many very wealthy people from surrounding third world countries, they come to Singapore to have their loved ones treated when they are sick.
有许许多多，就是第三世界国家，那他们都把他们的家人带到新加坡，当他家人病的时候，让带他们来这里来求医治。
And Singaporeans are known as one of the most educated people on earth.
那新加坡是新加坡人是被公认为在这地面上最受过高深教育的一群。
But the church was strong; they were not affected by this problem.
而这教会是刚强的，他们没有被这样的一个问题来伤害。
And so the Lord commended them by saying, "Thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas." Was my faithful martyr who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth.
那因此神就这么说，主就这么说，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀的时候，你们还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
They did not compromise as far as the truth and the declaration of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ was concerned, and one of their members even died for the faith.
他们并没有，就是来在真理上来妥协，那在真理的宣告和在执行真理的事情上，他们没有妥协，那甚至他们当中有一个成员为着这样而殉道了。
This was a problem that was in the city. Outside the church.
这是在教会以外，在城市里面的一个问题。
We do the same, do we not? Warn our parents with young children to be very careful of the education that is around us in Singapore.
我们岂不也一样，我们就是警告或者是提醒，警戒。 我们当中为人父母的，那就是要谨慎小心的来看待那新加坡的教育。
The danger of the theory of evolution, we warn our children.
我们就是提醒我们的孩子们要来防范这样的一个进化论的这样的一个假教育。
We also understand and we teach the congregation that the great and true physician is God himself.
我们也明白，我们也教导我们的会众，那就是那最伟大的这个医生，就是神本身。
Thank God for doctors and medicines and hospitals, but the one who actually healed us when we are sick is none other than God himself.
然后我们为着医生、医院、医疗系统这一切，但是我们知道说，那真正
I'm sure you and I know this very well.
我相信我们都很清楚知道这些。
The church in Pergamos also understood this very well. For someone like Antipas, even unto martyrdom.
那这别加摩教会他们也是这样的明白这件事情。那甚至是他们当中有人就像这里所说的安提帕，他甚至持守这些而殉道了。
But in verses 14 and 15, he highlighted two very serious transgressions that were found inside the church.
然后在14、15节，主他就来指出，就是在教会里面的两个非常严重的过犯。
Verse 14 describes the sin of Balaam. Verse 15 describes the sin of the Nicolaitans.
那十四节就描述巴兰的罪，那15节是描述那尼格拉一党的罪。
As mentioned a moment ago, Balaam was well versed in the Bible.
就像之前所说的，那巴兰他是对圣经的这些知识，他是知道很多。
Remember, he taught Balak how to get God's people to sin so that the Lord will punish God's people.
我们看到说他就是教导巴勒是怎么样的来使到神的子民来犯罪，以至于神的子民被神来惩罚。
Who are the modern day Balaam?
那谁是这现代的巴兰呢？
Teaching people how to get God's children to stumble and fall into sin.
教导人是怎么样的来绊倒神的子民，让神的子民来犯罪。
The children of Israel in the days of Balaam ended up eating food offered to idols and they committed fornication.
以色列子民他们在当时候，他们最后是因着受到这样的影响去吃祭拜偶像之物，那行奸淫的事。
Balaam taught Balak to send in loose women into the camp of Israel, and the men fell prey to these loose women because of the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh, and they committed idolatry, and these were the fruits of idolatry.
那巴兰他教导巴勒，就是把一些不正当的女子，就是不守护道的女子，来送到以色列营中，去引诱以色列民，来就是受这样的一个眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲的影响，乃至于他们就被影响，就是来犯下那拜偶像和的罪和淫乱的罪。
Balaam is a self-proclaimed prophet.
巴兰他是自称为先知的一位。
Modern day Balaam are self-proclaimed Christians.
那现代的巴兰就是那些自称是基督徒的人。
Not just any Christian, he was a prophet, which means he could be a pastor, Bible college teacher, or a seminary professor.
那不单是一般的基督徒，那他是个先知，那也意味着说，他可能是个牧师或者是在神学院的教职员。
He understood the nature and characteristic of the Lord.
他明白那神的属性，神的特性。
Get God's people to sin and watch how God will punish his own children.
让神的子民来犯罪，那就来看神是怎么样的来刑罚他的子民。
One way is to teach wrong doctrines today.
那其中一个方面就是，以今天来说，就是教导那错误的教义。
When you teach wrong doctrines, God's people will believe in that wrong doctrine, and when they live it out, God will punish them.
那如果你教导那错误的教义，那神的子民会照着来活来行的时候，那他们神就会来刑罚他们。
Another way to get people to sin is to slander and gossip.
那另外一个方式来使到人来犯罪的，就是。 就是说一些诋毁的话，说一些闲言闲语。When
you cause people to have broken relationship because of your slander and your gossip, isn't that a sin?
那当你就是接着你的诋毁的话，你的闲言闲语使到人的关系破裂，那岂不是一个罪吗？
Two persons They do not have any ill thinking, ill will toward each other.
两个人彼此都没有这样的一个对彼此有任何邪恶的意念。
They had been at peace. They had been enjoying good relationship in the church.
他们在教会里都有这样的一个就是和好有美好的关系。
And then you gossip and say something about person B to person A.
然后你就说了一些像B 君来说关于 A 君的一些就是说一些毁坏的话。
Now, if person A doesn't clarify with person B about what you said, he may chase you away, but those slanderous words are already planted in his mind.
那如果这 A 君他没有来就是指出那些诋毁的话，那只是把你就是驱走那这些话语都会仍然存留在 B 君的存留在人的脑海里。
If he does not clarify with person B, this dangerous slander remains in his mind. His view of person B, as you know, will never be the same again.
那如果他没有向这B 君来征求一个澄清的话，那他对 B 君的这个就是看法就是会受影响，不再像以往那样了。
Suspicion will now be in his heart.
那在他心里面就存着怀疑。
Before you open your slanderous lips, these two brothers in Christ, they had peaceful, wonderful, Christ-honoring relationship.
那在你还没有说用你的嘴来说那些诋毁那的这些话语的时候，那这两位就是他们之间是有一个美好的关系。
You have caused person A to now sin against person B by this unjustified, unclarified suspicion.
那你就使到其中一人对另外一人就是拥有这些就是没有被证实的这样的一些产生的怀疑那进入这样的一个罪。
Parents who behave like hypocrites put stumbling block in front of their children, they behave like Balaam.
那身为父母的那他们就是若假冒为善他们其实就是在自己的儿女就是把绊脚石放在自己的儿女的面前他们就像巴兰一样。
Anyone who puts a stumbling block in front of a Christian is behaving like Balaam.
那任何人就是把绊脚石放在一个信徒的所行的事上，那这样的个人就是犯了巴兰的罪。
And the church in Pergamos may be strong in dealing with the problem outside, but they were weak in dealing with the problem that already existed inside the church.
那别加摩教会他们在处理在教会以外的这些错误他们是刚强的，但是他们在处理已经在教会里的这些错误，他们是确实显得软弱。
The doctrine of Balaam was not rejected and exposed.
那巴兰的教义没有被揭发，没有被拒绝。
These people who taught them were not admonished and rebuked.
那这些教导这样的错误的人没有被指证出来没有被受到任何的责备。
And so it resulted probably in a church that was disunited.
那因此很可能就是使到这教会里面大家就是不能同心了。
Where sin was present in the church.
那罪就存留在这教会里。
Because of the doctrine of Balaam,that stumbled the congregation.
那因着巴兰的教义，那使到会众被绊倒了。
The second problem was the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
第二个问题就是关于尼哥拉党的教训。
The sin of the Nicolaitans had been mentioned before in the church in Ephesus.
那这关于尼哥拉党的这罪曾经被提起就是在以弗所的教会。
It is found in verse 6.
那就在第六节。
That sin was a sin of exaggerated Christian liberty.
那个罪是指着说他就是过度夸张关于基督徒的自由。
That means you are now a Christian, you are liberated, you can do whatever you want, and you will not lose your salvation, for example.
那举个例子，就是他们认为说啊，你现在是个基督徒，你已经被释放了，你能够来为所欲为，都不会影响你的救恩。
Once you are born again, your place in heaven is secured. You can eat food offered to idols. You can drink alcohol. You can smoke. You can gamble. All these sins will not in any way affect your salvation. Your salvation is safe in heaven.
那你一旦是已经相信了，那你就可以大可以来为所欲为，吃拜偶像的东西，那赌博各样的恶事都来行，那这一些都不会影响你的救恩。
So be very mindful and careful of these two sins that are found commonly in churches today.
那我们要很谨慎小心的来看待因为这两种罪在今日的教会里是常见的。
You think a Christian who is truly born again with his salvation secured in heaven will behave in this manner, eat, drink, and be as carnal as you can?
那你想一个得救的基督徒是会这样子的吗？会就是任意而为，吃喝行各样的恶事吗？
You think a truly born again believer will behave in a manner and put stumbling block in front of other believers?
你想一个真实重生得救的人，他会来行一些事情，把绊脚石放在人的前面吗？
No truly born again believer will commit the sin of the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
那这真正重生得救的人是不会来犯这个巴兰教训还有尼格拉党教训的罪。
Born again believers will admonish and rebuke because that's the only way to regain and restore holy testimonies and witnesses.
那重生得救的信徒是会来指出那些罪，来责备那些罪，那唯有这样才能够来得回那圣洁的见证。
Many churches today are like the church in Pergamos.
那今天许多教会就像别加摩的教会。
Warning the congregation to beware of the danger outside the church, but they allow dangerous people and doctrines to be found in the church.
那警戒人就是关于在教会外面的一些这些危险的这些教导这些事情这些错误但是他们却容许一些危险的错误存留在教会里面。
The only way to recognize the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans is to make sure you know the word of God well.
那唯一能够来确保我们不受这巴兰的教义还有这尼格拉党的教义的影响，那我们就唯一的法则就是对神的话语能够很好清楚的来明白。
How discerning are you in recognizing a wrong doctrine?
那你是对于一些错误的教义有就是有多少分辨的心呢？
Are you easily intimidated by the face of the teacher?
那你是不是很容易的就被就是那教师就是看看他们的颜面呢？
He is an FEBC lecturer, so he must be right.
他是远东神学院的讲师，那他所说的必定是对的。
He is my pastor, he must be right.
他是我的牧师，他所说的必定是对的。
Is this how you evaluate a doctrine by looking at the face of the person?
那你是不是这样子的来分析一些的教义？那是接着寻人情面来分析呢？
If this is who you are, the devil knows it too.
那你若是这样的人，那魔鬼他也知道。
And the devil knows the best way to feed you with wrong doctrine is to use these kind of people and send them into your life.
那魔鬼他知道，那他就会就是用这样的人就是把他差派到你生命中，让你来受影响。
FEBC lecturer could be a Balaam.
远东神学院的讲师可能就是巴兰。
I could be a Balaam.
我可能是巴兰。
If I do not preach and teach the word of God accurately and interpret it correctly,And then I preach it and teach it to you, and then you are convinced by it. I just taught you a wrong teaching, resulting in a wrong behavior.
那我若没有就是正确的来分析、来讲解、来那以至于我把这样的一个教导来教导你，那我就是会影响你来领受一个错误的教育，以至于你的生活行为受到影响。
There was a BP minister who taught the men, married men in the congregation, to thumb down your wife, control her.
那有这样的一位就是笃信圣经长老会的一个牧者，那他教导他的会众就是要来就是掌控他们的妻子。
Rule over her and make sure she behaves.
要来管制他，管制妻子好叫他就是照着来行。
And the husband believe the pastor.
那做丈夫的他相信牧师的话。
And so they began to thumb down their wives.
那因此他们就是来就是数落他们的妻子。
The wives resist.
那妻子抗拒。
Husbands and wives quarrel.
那夫妻之间就起了争论。
Some wives submit because of fear.
有些妻子因着害怕就顺从。
What do you think happened years down the road?
你想接下来的几年会有什么事情发生呢？
Husbands and wives, they divorce.
那夫妻之间就是闹离婚了。
Children also attended the church. They look at mom and dad.
那这些孩子们也是参加这教会，那他们就看自己的父母。
They blame Christianity for the parents' divorce.
他们就就是责怪基督教的教导，使到他们的父母离婚。
Now these children live in broken homes.
那这些儿女就是活在这破裂的家庭。
You think the children are going to become Christians and love Christ?
你想这些孩子会来成为基督徒，来爱耶稣基督吗？
Or are they going to blame Christ for their parents' divorce and their broken home?
那又或者他们是会来就是责怪基督使到他们的家庭被破裂。
That pastor is a Balaam.
那一个牧者他是个巴兰。
Teaching God's people how to sin and people are stumbled.
那教导神的子民怎样的来犯罪，那神的子民被绊倒。
And we need to beware, therefore, because these are still very, very much around, especially with the internet.
然后我们必须是特别谨慎小心。那这些都还是存在的。那特别是在互联网里。
Please be very, very careful with what you believe. If it is not according to God's word, check and check again and make sure it is according to God's word and stop looking at the face of the person as the basis for your acceptance of a doctrine.
因此你必须 非常谨慎小心的来查验查验确保说所教导的是根据神的话语正确的而不是来寻人情面来接纳一些的教导。
And so the Lord told them in response, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth, the word of God, the double-edged sword to convict and to condemn if you don't repent.
那因此神就做出这样的回应，就在第十六节说：“所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑来攻击你。”那这是那两刃的剑，那就是要来指出罪恶，或者是要来就是定罪。
Be careful of the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
我们要非常谨慎小心的来对待这巴兰的教义还有尼格拉党的教义。
The Lord knows who are the ones who are committing these two sins.
那主他知道谁是在行这两样罪恶的人。
The Lord knows who you are.
神他知道你是谁。
Just as he knew who the people were in the church in Pergamos 2,000 years ago.
就像他在两千多年前，他知道在别加摩教会里这些人。
Will you listen to the Lord as he speaks to all of us this morning?
你是否愿意来垂听神像你所说的话呢？今天早上来听讲他的话。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Is the Spirit of God speaking?
那圣灵向教会来说话，说有耳，凡有耳的就应当听。
To him that overcometh, to the one who repents and stop sinning these two sins, I give to eat of the hidden manna, and that is salvation.And will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
那得胜的，我必将隐藏的玛纳赐给他。那也就是说，把救恩赐给他。那些认罪悔改的，那并赐他们一块白石，石上写着新名。
In those days when a person wins a race,
那在当时候。当一个人在一些竞赛当中得胜的时候
He will be given a special white stone with his name inscripted on it.
那他就会就是被颁赐这样的一个特别的白石那有他的名字被刻在上面。
And with this stone, he is permitted to enter into any place within the city of Pergamos.
那接着这一块石他能够进入别加摩这个城市的任何一个地方。
And borrowing this illustration, the Lord Jesus Christ says, if you repent of these sins, it is a demonstration of your salvation. I will allow you to enter heaven.
那借用这样的一件事情，那主耶稣就说，若你为着你的罪来悔改，那我就会赐给你救恩，让你能够进入天堂。
Everyone who is truly born again will never deliberately put a stumbling block in front of anyone, and if he ever does, he will repent. He will not justify it and continue to stumble other people.
那任何重生得救的人啊，他都不会愿意把绊脚石放在人的面前。那若是他行了这样的事情，他也会愿意来悔改。他不愿意来绊倒任何的人。
A person who is born again will beware of the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, and his life and his holy testimony will be one of temperance. He will not allow exaggerated liberty to control.His lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
那一个重生得救的人，他就是会来提防这尼格拉党的这错误的教义。那他是 会谨慎小心的来生活行事，他会提防那这眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，那他不会让自己沦落在那些事情上。
He will not be carnal. He will be holy.
他不会是属肉体的，他是圣洁的。
Will you beware the sin of Balaam?
你是不是会来提防那巴兰的罪呢？
Let us pray.
那我们起来祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有慈爱的圣天父。
May Thy Holy Spirit speak to our hearts once again this morning.
愿主你的灵再次在今天早晨在我们心里面来说话。
Help all of us to check our own lives and to make sure that we do not say or do anything that will be a stumbling block to anyone.
求主帮助我们个人来查验自己，好叫我们不至于做说任何的话，做任何的事情来使到别人被绊倒。
And if we had done so,May the Holy Spirit convict our heart, helping us to repent of our sins.
若我们有行这样的事情，求主的灵来指出我们的罪，让我们都能够来悔改回转。
Help us to be discerning, to beware of the dangers outside the church, as well as the dangers that are within the church.
求主帮助我们，让我们来知道而且来提防不但是教会以外的这些错误罪恶，甚至是在教会里面的这些错误罪恶。
May we always live in holiness and not in carnality after the doctrine of the Nicolaitans.
让我们都能够活在圣洁当中，而不是活在这尼哥拉党的属肉体的教义。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
Sanctify thy people by thy truth, for thy word is truth.
求主来洁净你的，借着你的话语来洁净你的子女，因为你话语就是真理。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen. Amen.